This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Investors shrugged off U.S. President Donald Trump's second impeachment and focused instead on reports that his successor, Joe Biden, will lay out a new U.S. $2 trillion stimulus program later. Hopes for the large package lifted most major stock markets. Japan's Nikkei hit a three-decade peak in Asia, and in Europe, climbed 0.5% higher as traders largely ignored the prospects of another Italian government collapse. Wall Street futures were pointing higher too, while in the bond markets there was starting to be signs of selling again. And another news from Asia, Chinese data showed exports there grew more than expected in December, pointing to solid global demand, while machinery orders rose for a second straight month in Japan. And in commodities markets, oil futures nursed modest losses as fresh surges in coronavirus cases stoke worries about more lockdowns and lower energy demand. Global deaths from the virus are fast approaching 2 million, and there has been further worrying news this week about a new Brazilian variant, China's first recorded death since April, and tightening new social restrictions from South Africa to Scotland. Biden is due to outline his economic plans later on Thursday, and U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will also speak, either one of which could set yields rising again. And Lady Gaga and Jennifer Lopez will take to the stage at U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration ceremony in Washington next week, alongside others in what his transition team said would showcase a diverse America. For more on these and other stories making news, we invite you to our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Indonesian divers resumed a search on Thursday for the remains of 62 victims and the cockpit voice recorder from an airplane that plunged into the Java Sea soon after takeoff last weekend. Officials are saying the search at the crash site of the Boeing 737-500, which was traveling from Jakarta to Borneo, had been temporarily suspended on Wednesday after bad weather whipped up high waves. Wine produced in an Israeli settlement in the occupied West Bank and labeled from the Land of Israel will soon be available for sale in the United Arab Emirates, settler business leaders said. Palestinians have condemned the export deal, saying settlements are illegal under international law, a view shared by many countries but disputed by Israel. A huge fire swept through the Rohingya refugee camps in southern Bangladesh in the early hours of Thursday, the United Nations said, destroying homes belonging to thousands of people. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said more than 550 shelters, home to around 3,500 people, were either totally or partially destroyed in the blaze, as well as 150 shops and a facility belonging to a nonprofit organization. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wrapped up a rare Congress at a mass indoor art performance on Wednesday, state media said, but made no mention of a reported military parade. Kim and other North Korean officials packed into an indoor stadium in Pyongyang to watch performances from military and civilian art troops and youth groups, mostly on themes of glorifying Kim's leadership and reinforcing messaging from Congress. That's according to news agency KCNA reporting on Thursday. Greece is pushing to return more than 1,400 people currently in migrant reception centers on Lesbos and other Aegean islands to Turkey, Greece's migration minister said on Thursday. He called on Ankara to respect asylum agreements with the European Union. The minister said Greece had submitted a request to the European Commission and EU border agency Frontex for the immediate return of the migrants, who he said had arrived from Turkey and whose asylum applications had been rejected. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we'd like to invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.